everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show, right here on a Friday night on the npl.co.uk, on the Audio Boom page, the NPL show, and across the world on any podcast provider. And joining me here is my compadre for a little look back at all of last weekend's results. It's a welcome back to the show now to Mr. James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing? You know, for the fact that everyone podcast-wise is listening to us on Spotify anyway.
Yeah, it's available on Spotify, it's available on iTunes, it's available everywhere this podcast is available. Tell your friends, and I feel like, leave a rating, that'd be good. We've not done that in ages, have we? We've not pushed ratings for a while.
Yeah, just as you say that as well, it's activated on Google Home, so.
Yeah, and do us a favour, dear listener, whenever you're leaving a rating, please don't say, "Oh, the presenter sounded really poorly this week." I've got a bit of a sore throat, if the truth be known, but I'm sat here like a good northerner with some hot Vimto. Cheers.
No.
Do we need sponsoring? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to the show, everyone. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Luke Edwards from 26-0 for a good old-fashioned fixture preview. And we're also going to be covering off some big results from Saturday in the Northern Premier League. But James, we're going to kick the show off talking about the FA Trophy, if that's okay, because we obviously had the second round of the FA Trophy on Saturday. We had loads of interviews on last week's show. Can't help but feel that's probably why I've got a sore throat now. Just thinking, it was a bit of an epic show last week. But some results go in the NPL's way, some results go in the way of higher league opposition. Let's just go through these results in alphabetical order. Big commiserations to Cone. They were beaten by Fylde by 2-1. But Cone did give it a good go in the second half, that's for sure. Chester 2, Lancaster City 1. Lancaster City, very unlucky there, James.
Indeed so. Yeah, obviously took the lead early doors, and just, I think, last 5-10 minutes went against them a little bit there. They were, on another day, they'd have been in the third round themselves, so really unlucky to them there.
A big commiserations as well to Leek Town, going to Chorley and getting beat by 1-0. Fantastic effort from Neil Baker's side, but Charlie go through. Now, let's talk about the good stuff. Marine 1-0. What a result for Neil Young's side. Big congratulations to everyone at Marine for that result there. Fantastic stuff. And look at that crowd, 1,144.
Yeah, and you can tell that they were listening in the England camp, because it was exactly the same way as McBarrister got his goal against Iran. With 10 seconds of Torre coming on, straight in the back of the net. You can't get it much better than that, can you?
Master substitution right there. Yeah. The draw for the third round of the FA Trophy has been made, and Marine's reward for that fantastic victory on Saturday is an away trip to Mask United on the 17th of December for Mask in the All-NPL affair. A 2-1 victory at Matlock Town, coming from a goal behind in the last 13 minutes or so of that game. A fantastic result there for Curtis Woodhouse's side, and just continues that little bit of momentum they've got now. And, you know, we had Curtis on the show last week and he touched upon that, and it's carried on with a fantastic result there in Derbyshire.
Indeed, so, I mean, obviously, late winner there for Adam Boys, an 89th-minute winner to seal the tie. Mass again have started to come a little bit back into form, some as we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Well, congratulations to Mask against Marine on the 17th in the third round of the FA Trophy. Unfortunately, it wasn't to be for Runcorn Linnets, but again, what a performance from the Step 4 side. Going to Spennymoor Town 3, Runcorn Linnets 2. Very, very unlucky there for Dave Wild's side, but certainly gave it a good go, which is, when we spoke to Dave last week, exactly what he was after.
Yeah, and again, Spennymoor have only just come back into the league form a little bit at the same time, so a very, very tough ask. But for Runcorn, just shows the season that they've had so far, with a great, worth mentioning now, great midweek result against Maxfield Town, 2-1 win.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's touch upon the final fixture. Warrington Town 0, Guiseley 1. A brilliant result for Guiseley. Lewis Whittam there scoring the winner in added time in that game. So commiserations to Warrington. Big congratulations to Guiseley. They go through, where they'll be taking on Halifax Town. Bit of a local derby there. Superb stuff in West Yorkshire. And of course, we'll be discussing that game with the manager at Guiseley ahead of that match on the 17th of December. And I word it like that because in the week, news broke that the manager, Danny Ellis, has departed the club. So that's a bit of breaking news this past week, James. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a bit of revenge there for the result. That guys in the league was obviously put on and beat them 3-1 earlier in the month. But all credit, obviously, you go out on a high with the FA Trophy. So all credit to Ellis for doing the work it is. And mainly, if anything, keeping Guiseley steady in the Northern Premier League, getting not at the top of the table. But how many times we've seen teams drop back down or fighting straight down the bottom end when they drop?
It's a tricky relegation, isn't it? We've
It is
seen it
indeed.
so many times. I mean, I can only think of perhaps Altrincham, who bucked the trend. Everyone else has generally not struggled, isn't the right word, but some teams have struggled. It's a tricky relegation from step two to step three.
That's like five or six teams really going back to your Drawsdon, Stafford Rangers,
Yeah.
Hyde United. I think you look at Lancaster's form's jumped up a little bit. I think that's what's really made that decision there. But it's early days in the season, but credit to Ellis going out on a high in the FA Trophy too.
Yeah, absolutely. And sending our best wishes to Danny. Obviously, he's been on the show a couple of times. And just a question now, I suppose, of what he does next, because he's, as well as being a player manager and a player coach, he's a good player and a good centre back. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be bouncing back pretty soon. That's for sure. There's an element to it, isn't there? Where, I mean, we'll come to the league results now. Whitby Town, Stalybridge Celtic, Nantwich Town, Lancaster City, Mask United. They're starting to pick up results. And we've seen Guiseley now, even though they picked up a win in the FA Trophy on Saturday, they're now down in 17th and just one Stalybridge win away from dropping into the relegation places. So it's a complicated situation. And obviously, when we'll catch up with Guiseley in the coming weeks when we know more here on the MPL show. But there were some league matches on Saturday, and it was a good afternoon for Gainsborough Trinity. They went top of the table on Saturday night with a 3-1 win at FC United, and three very well taken goals indeed by Gainsborough Trinity. And well, they're top of the league, James, and that fantastic away form. What is it? Seven victories on the road, three draws, five goals conceded now. It's fantastic at Gainsborough at the moment.
And not only that, now top goal scorers in the league too from last week at the same time. Games are the ones to watch. Obviously, they've got to look over their shoulder a little bit now rather than being the ones that are chasing. But you look at the next few fixtures, everything's to play for.
Yeah, we're going to have a fixture preview shortly with Luke Edwards at 26-0. Gainsborough Trinity this weekend will be hosting Radcliffe at the North Home. That's a big, big game with Radcliffe currently in fifth position, we should add. So Gainsborough Trinity currently top of the table. South Shields find themselves in second spot. A good weekend and a good week for South Shields. A 2-0 win at home to Stafford Rangers on Saturday. A 5-0 win over Bamber Bridge. So Gainsborough Trinity top, South Shields in second, 1 point behind Gainsborough Trinity, but crucially with three games in hand, James.
One of the teams at the moment as well who've got good home form. Obviously, you take away the Hyde United result in the last five, four out of five wins now at home. Obviously, the main games in hand at the moment are Radcliffe, who they've got next Wednesday, and Mask United. So again, they win both of them. They're back top of the table.
Hyde United find themselves in third position now after starting last weekend top of the table. For Hyde United, they didn't play on Saturday afternoon in the league, but they did play on Tuesday night. And Lancaster City, we talked about that performance against Chester in the FA Trophy. They were obviously knocked out, but they did continue that good performance, beating Hyde United at Ewan Fields by 2-1, a result which sees Lancaster City now leapfrog over Guiseley into 16th position. And all of a sudden, it's not looking too bad. The 2 points behind Morpeth in 13th.
Yeah, and this is what I was pointing out with Lancaster before. But yeah, Hyde United, that's two defeats on the bounce now, and obviously, as well as costing them top of the table. It's the first time they've lost two in a row since the start of the season.
So Hyde United in third position, 2 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. They have got a game in hand though. That's where we are currently. Hyde United in third, 3 points ahead of Matlock Town, just outside the playoff positions. In fourth position, we've got Marine. Obviously, Marine didn't play in the league this past week. So I think Neil Young will be relatively happy with what happened in the league. But Radcliffe found themselves in fifth, and they couldn't capitalize on Hyde United and Marine not scoring points this past week for different reasons. Radcliffe beaten by Nantwich Town by 2-1. A good weekend for Nantwich Town once again, continuing a good run of form now at the Weaver Stadium.
4-1 beaten now in the league, and obviously out the bottom four as a result of it too.
Yeah, there's definitely movement down there in the relegation places. At the moment, though, there was a good result, a decent result for Belper Town. Belper Town 2, Whitby Town 2. I don't know who'd be more pleased than the managers. Belper Town coming from behind there to pick up a point, but they're 9 points behind Nantwich Town outside the relegation places. Whitby Town, 2 points behind Nantwich Town and safety at the moment. But Whitby do have two games in hand over Nantwich Town. That's important to add. Just sticking with the bottom end of the table, there was a draw as well at Atherton Coles, a 1-1 draw with Stalybridge Celtic. Is an okay result for Stalybridge. It just continues that very recent run of form they're on now, where they've only suffered one defeat in the last five matches, and it's just keeping the points ticking over, just as Nantwich and Lancaster and Whitby are picking up points. So a handy point that for Stalybridge.
Yeah, and a great goal by Dagnall as well to take lead at Atherton Colliery's too.
Let's catch up now with the manager at Bowerfold. It's a welcome back to the show to Chris Wilcock. Well, Chris, a big thank you for joining us, and a good point against Atherton Coles in the last result for Stalybridge Celtic. You've been getting the points. They've been ticking over in recent weeks. So what's the mood at Stalybridge like at the moment?
Yeah, it's not bad at the moment. You know, we're in a good headspace at the minute. You know, we managed to put two performances together, and off the back of that, enabled us to pick up some points, you know, so that's really pleasing. And we'll look to obviously build on that tomorrow. But as I state, the mood in the camp's very good. And obviously, you know, it's always much better when you're picking up points off the back of, you know, some very good performances.
Yeah, and these results we're talking about here, you know, a 0-0 draw against Marine, who are in the playoff positions, you know, a 1-0 away win at Whitby Town, which is never easy. And that 3-0 victory over Stafford Rangers last week as well. Phenomenal results. I mean, have these performances been coming, do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, before the Marine game, I think we got beat at home off mask, where we played exceptionally well first half and just made one or two errors in the second half. We should have got something out of that. And as I say, over the last five or six games, the performances have improved. You know, we're starting to feel some consistency there. And off the back of that, we're making, you know, a lot less mistakes than we were with the horrendous run that we went on all throughout October. And off the back of that, as I say, we're starting to pick up some points. And it's much needed, to be honest, because obviously everybody down there at the moment is doing the same.
And when you look at the squad as well, one thing that was we've touched upon in the early stage of the season was just, you know, Stalybridge's lack of goal scoring, basically, is what it boiled down to. But when you look at the squad, you know, Raul Carrera, both Abadakis, I mean, it's a good team, isn't it? So it is that 3-0 result there against Stafford. It has been coming.
Yeah, I think it's took longer than I expected for us to gel. You know, it was a blank canvas in the summer when it came in. It took us 12, 15 games to really get into our stride. I mean, you was there against FC United at home. You know, we was outstanding that day and should have really got something out of that game as well. If it wasn't for my goalkeeper leaving the field of play, then I would have fancied us not only to get a draw but win the game. You know, the chances that we created in the game caused them untold problems throughout the day, and unfortunately, we had to put an outfield player in goal who did exceptionally well second half. But you know, we give ourselves a little bit of a climb with the two goals in the first half. But overall, you know, we did exceptionally well that day and really should have got 3 points.
Yeah, it was a cracking save from Greg Hall, but unfortunately his head went too close to the post, didn't it, unfortunately? I mean, how's his recuperation gone in recent weeks?
Yeah, he's been fine. Obviously, he's been back after, you know, he didn't train the week prior to Stafford. But no, he's been fine ever since, and his performances, you know, since Stafford and Atherton have, you know, been as good as, you know, his consistency right throughout the season, to be honest. He's been one of our most consistent performers, you know, since the start of the season.
That's good news and good to hear. Let's touch upon where you are in the league table at the moment, because your run of form has coincided with a couple of other clubs developing decent results, you know, yourselves, Nantwich Town, Lancaster City. It's been a good month for dragging teams into things after a bit of a gap opening up during October. So at the moment, it's all to play for, isn't it? Which I'm imagining that's good news considering what we've talked about here about getting some momentum going.
Yeah, it is. You know, but the team you talked about are good teams. You know, they've had spells throughout the season, but maybe it's because of maybe players on availability through injury, etc. I'm not too sure about the other clubs. But maybe everybody's getting their, you know, full squads back up to full steam. And as I say, it's a tough league from top to bottom. And on any given day, you know, we can take points off anybody in the league, and so can other teams. So it's about finding that consistency, and hopefully we can continue that tomorrow.
Yeah, this touching upon the games that are coming up, obviously you've got both Warrington clubs in the next fortnight. You've got South Shields at home, you've got Matlock at home, you've got the Derby game on Boxing Day against Hyde United. I mean, these are games which on paper look difficult, but if you turn it around, no one wants to play Stalybridge Celtic at the moment. So, I mean, it is like you say, it's all to play for.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, looking at that, you know, there's some tough fixes in there, but, you know, Lever's Edge, Alton Coles, Warrington Rylands, you know, your Nantwiches, Belpers, everybody in the league is a tough day. So, you know, we've just got to carry on doing what we're doing at the moment, making sure that we're limiting the opposition to creating opportunities, not making mistakes, and if we can continue creating like we have done. You know, we've scored some wonderful goals recently, team goals, which is pleasing. And we've been working extremely hard on that, and hopefully we can continue that as well.
And just a closing thought, really, Chris, because obviously it's a new role for yourself. So how much are you enjoying things at Bowerfold at the moment?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the you know, the club, working with the, you know, everybody involved there. The support I've had has been, you know, fantastic. Off the back of that, the fans have, you know, really welcomed me and shown great support for myself, the management team, and the players, home and away. They've been tremendous, and I'm enjoying myself, you know, cutting my teeth at this level. You know, gaining experience all the time, and looking forward to continuing my role and continuing the work I've already started.
Great stuff. And I'm Warrington Rylands tomorrow. Get yourself down to Bowerfold if you're in the area, obviously, because that support's going to be needed. But it should be a good game tomorrow afternoon against Rylands.
Yeah, it will be. You know, they're a very good side. They've got some excellent individuals, you know, a good manager. He knows what he's doing, knows the ins and outs of this league, and I'm sure it'll be a tough game, but we'll look forward to it.
Great stuff. Chris Wilcott, manager of Stalybridge Celtic, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your Friday to join us on this week's show, and all the best this weekend.
Cheers, Ben. Take care.
Chris Wilcott there, manager of Stalybridge Celtic, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Just a couple more results to bring you from last weekend. Let's go back to the top end. Matlock just outside the playoff spots on the same number of points as Radcliffe and Marine, who are in the playoffs. Then we've got FC United of Manchester, Warrington Town, and then Aston United. Aston United have got themselves 2 points outside the playoff spots following a 3-0 win against Bamber Bridge on Saturday. Very good result, that. Michael Brewster scoring a brace at Hurst Cross there, James.
Yeah, great goal in the early kickoff from the Saturday games as well. Aston United, they needed that just to recover their form a little bit. It's been up, a bit up and down the last few weeks, and a result like that does wonders for you at the same time.
Well, a good result for Aston United and for Michael Clegg, the manager at Hurst Cross. So that seems like a good time to welcome back Michael to the show now. And I caught up with Michael on Thursday.
Well, Michael, big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that 3-0 win over Bamber Bridge last Saturday. A storming performance. I mean, how was your afternoon at Hurst Cross?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're really tight opening half. And we just scored a screamer to get our noses in front, really. And then, you know, you get the second and you just can really take the game to them then. So, I mean, there's not many games in NPL where, you know, after 75 minutes it's kind of done, but I think Saturday was one of them, and I wouldn't mind a few more of them, to be honest.
Obviously, it comes off the back of the Gainsborough result as well, and Gainsborough are in such good form at the moment. I mean, how good was it to get back to winning ways, especially with a tricky game like that with Bamber Bridge, who you know, they want to get back to winning ways themselves, don't they?
100%. It was a strange game, Gainsborough. Listen, you know me, when we was fairly beaten, but the first half, the sun was horrific. You literally could not see the opposing keeper's net first half. It was awful. And within 40 minutes, we're 2-0 down. And then, to be fair, just a very even 75 minutes after that. But it were done and dusted that early. We never give ourselves a chance, and that it really frustrated us, because on a big open pitch like that, we thought we'd be able to go there and grab something.
I mean, how frustrating is it at the moment, the fact that, you know, because I'm not going to go too far back into the record, but, you know, you beat Guiseley, but then you got beat by Nantwich after you'd already beaten Nantwich. Then you got some draws, admittedly, against Radcliffe and Stafford. I mean, how tricky is it at the moment to be a manager in the Northern Premier League and get some form of rhythm going?
It's brutal. The Stafford one was so frustrating because we'd missed a penalty in a game they were nothing in and then only equalised it 93rd. And then Radcliffe, we knew we'd cause them problems last half hour and then on 60 minutes give away just such a sloppy goal when we thought the free kick had gone out of play and the lads left it. And then, like you said, we went to Guiseley, we were brilliant. And then Nantwich at home, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the highlights, we've literally missed an open net 93rd minute, last kick of the game, to make it 1-1 in a game we definitely didn't deserve to lose. And these are the fine margins, you know. Every game's winnable and every game's losable. It's just, I think this is what I keep saying to our lads. I've banned the word, like, let's go on a run. You know, that sentence, because it just doesn't happen. You've just got to try and get on the other side of them tight games. The draws are the killer. If you could, and you just need to just try and win as many games as possible, but it's just so tough. There's so much quality and just nothing between the teams.
Absolutely. And when you look at a league table, and admittedly, there's only people like myself who look at league tables because managers don't do that in November, that's for sure. But just 2 points from the playoff line, given, you know, what we've talked about here with the up and down nature of the form, 2 points from the playoff line is nothing at this point. So if you do crack it and go on that run, then it's there for you, isn't it? But that's the same for every team.
Well, that's it. And obviously we had that point deduction, which were really frustrating, especially with it being two of our longest serving players and an issue about a box being ticked on a contract. But then, you know, it kind of galvanised as a club, like kind of the pressure went off and we was like, look, we're in this together. Let's just crack on and try and enjoy our football. And that's what we've been trying to do. And then you look now and you're faced with really tough back-to-back away games in Lancaster and South Shields now.
Yeah, absolutely. And a home game against Liversidge. And if we know one thing about Liversidge, the away form isn't that bad. So, I mean, it's a tricky run, isn't it? Just touching upon Lancaster away this Saturday. Given the rain and that, it's going to be a very heavy pitch, I'm going to suggest. I mean, what's your thoughts on this challenge this weekend? A team who are down the bottom end but have come into form, that's for sure.
Listen, they're always tough, Lancaster. We've our last couple of years we've gone there, we've been beaten, we've not been great, so we're looking to put that right tomorrow. I think we've got no injuries, we've got no headaches for tomorrow. We'd like to think we can go unchanged, but we'll just wait and see. And you just need to give it everything, mate. Stay in the game. I think Lancaster, you know what you get from Felly's team. They're very well drilled, the set pieces are good, they have a certain way of playing, and we're going to have to look to combat that. And I think at the moment we look like we've got goals in us, but we need to start backing up them clean sheets now, because we feel a bit let down with the number of goals we've let in over the last few weeks when we think our defence is really strong. So we need to tighten up at the back and just nick goals at the other end. And like you say, it's easier said than done at the moment in our league.
Well, certainly, definitely a springboard from the Bamber Bridge result. That's for sure last weekend. And just a final point, Michael, just about the coming games. Lancaster away, South Shields, that's tricky. Obviously, Liversidge, you've got FC United, you've got Hyde United, those derbies around the festive period, all happening. How much are you looking forward to it?
I think we've just had confirmation we're at Stafford away on the 17th, now the Mars game, because that would have been a Tuesday night later on in Feb, and yes. I think both teams are just desperate to get another game on this side of Christmas. Why we can't.
And how much, so that's great news. How much are you looking forward to it all then over the coming weeks?
Yeah, we always look forward to going up to South Shields. Got a decent record against them now, and we seem to make it tough against them, but they're still the best team in the league for me. I get a bit of stick for saying it. But yeah, I think if you finish the other side of South Shields this year, you'd definitely be winning the league. So for me, they still continue to be the benchmark of our league, despite what a few people have thought. So that'll be mega tough. But listen, I'll start worrying about them at 5 o'clock Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, Michael Clegg, manager of Aston United, a big thank you for taking the time out your Friday to join us on this week's show. And all the best this weekend.
Thank you.
Ashton United manager Michael Clegg there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And one last result to bring you from last weekend in the Northern Premier League. Premier Division, it was another victory for Warrington Rylands. A 2-0 win against Morpeth Town, a result which sees Warrington Rylands now move 3 points outside the playoff spots, sitting in 11th position. And as run of forms go, it's 3 games unbeaten, including 2 victories. The draw coming away at FC United. Been a good set of results, that, for Rylands, James.
It has indeed. Again, just brought themselves back into that little bit of a playoff contention race. Got 9 sides, still within 3 points of each other's there.
Well, let's catch up now with the manager at Warrington Rylands. It's a welcome back to the show, to Jody Bannum. Well, Jody, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations for that 2-0 win over Morpeth Town on Saturday, and a decent run in form in here for Rylands. I mean, how's it been last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's good. I think we were, and obviously initially when we came in, it was to assess the squad, and you know, the message from the board was, you know, to kind of trim that squad numbers down, which obviously we've done. We've assessed it, and you know, we've let a few players go. We probably left ourselves a little short of numbers while we were doing that process as well. But it's sometimes when there's opportunities for players to go somewhere else, then you've got to react, I suppose, to that as well. And obviously, it freed space up for us to bring our own players in as well. So obviously, that we followed that process and kind of resulted in us, you know, being short on the bench for options, you know, to change games at times, which hurt us a little bit. But the form wasn't that bad, I didn't think. We played very, very poorly against Combe, which is obviously well documented. And we weren't great against Lancaster, but other than that, the form has been pretty good. We just weren't getting the results. And with the adding the new players like Scott Duxbury, AJ Leach-Smith, Callum Mansack, Sean Cook, people like that, we've added some real quality to the squad, and I think you see that coming to the fore now with the recent results.
And you mentioned options off the bench. I do have to mention the FC United result as well, because that I know it's a point, but it's as good as a win, scoring those late goals to take the point. I was there, obviously, and it was the substitutions that just gave you that extra kick to get those goals back.
Yeah, I think from our point of view, obviously bringing quality on like Cookie and Pratty off the bench, you know, attacking options as well, obviously gave us the impetus to go and get those 2 late goals. But I felt we had real control of that game for large periods, somehow found ourselves 2 goals down. And to have those options off the bench is really key. Obviously, we're, you know, in games before that, I've had two fullbacks to choose from, 2 good fullbacks, but, you know, not really going to affect the game higher up the pitches, which is obviously what we had with Cookie and Pratty coming onto the pitch and stuff as well. So it's an area where I feel that we've got control games and we've not quite got what we've deserved, South Shields being one of them. And again, I don't think we had the South Shields. We didn't have those. We had Neil D and John O'Hunt on the bench, who were both fullbacks again. So not really have that those attacking options as well. So good to have options. Headache for a manager picking a team, because I think they all deserve to play at the minute, but he's refreshing now to have a good squad and good options from a starting perspective, but also to change in game as well.
So looking ahead to this weekend, and as we've discussed here, it's been a very much a transitional period for yourself and the squad, but you find yourselves in 11th, just 3 points from that playoff line. Admittedly, there's teams above you who have played a couple of games less, but you're certainly there or thereabouts. Stalybridge Celtic away this weekend. What's your thoughts on where you are at the moment, do you feel, in the league?
I think the league positions, obviously, we'd like to be higher, obviously, but I think we're well positioned. You know, teams have got games in hand, but as you well know, they start racking up, the pitches are going to start getting a little bit heavier, and people are going to start getting injuries, etc., and stuff like that as well. So it's always good, really, to have the points in the bag rather than games in hand, I always feel. We've got, obviously, we're on a half-decent run at the minute. We've just got to keep that going with Stalybridge on Saturday. We've 5 games between now and the new year, and I'd hope, you know, we massed enough points in those 5 games now to be in that top 5 come the turn of the year. That's what we'll be targeting, certainly. Everyone's got to play, everyone in and around that congested area at this moment in time. It's one of the tightest leagues in the country. So I feel that, you know, we take 10, 11 points out the next 5 games, I think we'll be top 5.
And just touching upon Stalybridge, the match itself, they've been in decent form recently. They've started to pick up the points, haven't they? So this is a tough game this weekend.
They're all tough. I don't think there's one easy game in this league. you know, it's, you couldn't predict it. You really couldn't predict this league. You know, anyone can beat anyone on a given day. So we certainly won't be underestimating Stalybridge. They beat Stafford 3-0, and then they've drawn with Atherton as well. So in the last two games, so, you know, we're under no illusions what a tough game it's going to be. But we're more focused on us. I think if we play well, we can beat anyone in this league, and I truly believe that. I think we've amassed a decent squad in the last few weeks now, with some really experienced players coming into it, you know, that have won leagues, won promotions. So I'm really excited about what we can do going forward.
And last question, Jody. The last time we spoke, you just taken over as manager at the club, and as we've discussed here, changes are being made, and it feels like you've got yourself a squad that you're content with now, and producing results on the pitch. So how much are you enjoying things at the moment at Warrington Marlins?
Yeah, I'm loving it, because I think that it's so difficult when you first come into a club, and you obviously want to make it yours, and obviously that involves bringing your players in to fit the kind of, you know, system and style that you want to play. But that seems to have settled down now. I felt like I was on the phone 24/7 when I first took over, you know, constantly fielding calls, making calls, you know, trying to get players into the club. But, you know, I think we're really settled now. You know, we're not in the market at the minute. Obviously, all that changes, doesn't it? But in the market for any changes, I think we've got a really strong squad, certainly when everybody's fit, to really push on this season now. So really enjoying it. Obviously, it's always nice when you're winning. So the last couple of weeks have been good. Ask me again Sunday morning, probably.
Well, Jody Bannum, manager of Warrington Marlins, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us this week, and big good luck this weekend at Stalybridge.
Cheers, mate. Speak to you later.
Jody Bannum there, manager of Warrington Marlins, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's our little results roundup. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined us this week. We'll be joined by Luke Edwards in a second for a fixture preview for this weekend's intriguing matches back in the Premier Division. But James, just before you go, plenty of news, plenty of updates, plenty of social media activity. How can people keep across it all this weekend?
On match days, football web pages, and then social media is Twitter at Northern Premier League, and then Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, official Northern Premier.
Good stuff. Well, James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big thank you for joining us this week, and you have a lovely weekend.
Same to you, man. Thank you.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show, but it's now time to gaze into the future. And joining me now, hand in hand, to look at the future and go, oh, they're interesting games. I wonder if it'll rain a lot, though, on Saturday. It's a welcome back to the show to 26-0 commentator. It's the lovely Mr. Luke Edwards. Hello, Luke. How are you?
Hello, Ben. I'm very well. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. So let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. We do pre-record this show. Please do check Twitter and other social media platforms on your club website before setting off to your game on Saturday afternoon, because it has rained a lot across the north of England over recent, I was going to say days, but it's actually been weeks, it feels like.
Yeah.
So please do check social media. But fingers crossed, all these games will be on this weekend. And hopefully this particular game we're going to start this preview with will be on Gainsborough Trinity against Radcliffe. It's first hosting fifth. Radcliffe were beaten against Nantwich Town last weekend, but generally the form has been okay. Gainsborough, top of the league. Luke, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't think many people would have saw that coming. I don't think even the Gainsborough folk would have seen that coming. Although their away form is a lot better than their home form. They've drawn a lot at home, haven't they? And I can potentially see this being a draw again. Radcliffe aren't too bad. Well, they're a bit, they're funny actually. They'll have like a spell of going three unbeaten, then they'll lose a couple, won't they? I always said this will be the thing with Radcliffe. It's when it gets to winter and maybe not necessarily games because the pitch is decent, but on a heavier pitch, how they'll do, you know, season, like with the, as the season goes on. But the pressure is on games, but now, you know, they're at the top. They haven't been top for absolutely ages. They've got a youngish side and they're there to be shot at.
I mean, the thing about Gainsborough is it's just a complete role reversal from last year, where the home form was, yeah, I think it was one of the best in the league, wasn't it? Even though they were down the bottom end of the table. Mm. And their away form was dreadful. This year, the home form's solid, but the away form is just absolutely superb.
Yeah, you saw him last week, didn't you, Ben?
I did.
Know Neil Reynolds bemoaning the fact that they had like a million passes and 100 shots all, but yeah, Gainsborough won. But I suppose that's, I mean, I speak to Rob a lot, who's at Gainsborough, and he said they just set up like really solid in and hit teams on the break.
Yeah, they had four shots on goal. Three went in, one hit the bar. So, you know, you can't really complain. It's an away performance, isn't it? That's what they do. But this weekend, that game there certainly is going to be a big one. Fingers crossed. It's on Gainsborough Trinity against Radcliffe. All eyes.
Do you want my prediction? A draw. Yeah. I think draw.
A draw. Good. I'm so out of practice doing these fixture previews that I should have asked you for your prediction. That's a candidate for game of the weekend. Another candidate, Warrington Town against South Shields. Warrington Town dropped down to eighth. South Shields risen up to second. They're a point behind Gainsborough Trinity with three games in hand. At the minute, I've not spoken to you, Luke, but you're obviously part of a media team at another club. I get the impression that it's just a matter of time now when South Shields start playing these games that they just take top spot. But, you know, it's Warrington Town away. That's by no means a gimme.
And Warrington beat him in the trophy the other week at Warrington. I know that's maybe not a barometer as such, but so they might have that in the back of their minds. I mean, obviously, Hyde won up at South Shields. It was a very South Shieldy performance, you know, loads and loads of neat passing in midfield, not really a cutting edge. But then they faced Belper and Bamber Bridge, albeit two teams really out of form. And they smashed them. Warrington, it'll be a big, tough test for them. The pitch won't be quite as good, maybe there. No disrespect to Warrington, but it's probably not quite as slick as it is at South Shields. And Warrington will make it really difficult for them. And they'll be up for it, Warrington.
And to top it all, your prediction.
Do you know what? I don't know. Again, I might go for a draw on that. A really tight game. Oh, it's going to be one goal either way. I don't think there's going to be goals in it.
No, I'm going to definitely get you to commit to a result here.
Okay.
Marine against Hyde United. Now, I've just read out two fixtures there where you go, that's game of the weekend. Here's a third. Third-placed Hyde taking on fourth-placed Marine. A sensational fixture on paper on Merseyside. Hyde not in the best of form at the moment. Marine very much buoyed from a brilliant FA Trophy result last Saturday. What's your thoughts?
Probably the worst game that Hyde could have at the minute, because Marine are fifth in the home form table. Hyde have moved up to fifth. Their away form wasn't that great till about 2-3 weeks ago. Then they had a couple of really good wins. The home form was really good, and then they've had back-to-back home defeats. Matlock, they didn't really play that well. Lancaster at home on Tuesday, credit to Lancaster, they played really well. They passed Hyde to death, but then even with 10 men in the second half, Hyde had a lot of possession. Probably should have got at least a draw out of the game. I spoke to Tom Pratt after and he kind of said, we know where we've gone wrong and we're going to work on it. But yeah, if you're wanting a game where you may be thinking, do you know what, that's a good game to get us back on, then this isn't it.
Well, your last away game though was at South Shields and Hyde won
and
that
pressure,
one.
Pressure will be on Marine, but Hyde haven't got a great record at Marine, and Marine crowds have gone up substantially over the last seasons, haven't they? You'll have like probably 1,100 hardy souls from Marine at least, and about 100, maybe 200 from Hyde cheering them on. But they're very on top of you there, aren't they? Because it's a three-sided ground. It's very tight. And like I say, Marine's home form's been really good. That win over Scarborough, who were going really well in the National League North, was a real standout result. So I can't go against Hyde. I've got to say a draw.
Okay. And that
more
game...
More draws than a furniture more, shop.
I know, then, exactly. It's amazing. That game will be live on 26-0 as well, and we'll give it a good plug before the end of this broadcast. Let's go to the next fixture. Matlock Town currently sitting sixth in the league table. Matlock Town this weekend will be travelling to Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge have been a bit hit and miss, and more miss recently.
That's an away win, Ben. Fact is, like I say, Matlock came to Hyde. They did a job. It wasn't pretty. They got an early goal and then they soaked up the pressure really well. They slowed the game down really well. Bamber Bridge, like you say, are in a horrible run of form. And it all really started when they lost 7-0 to Hyde. They just capitulated. They had Macaulay Wilton sent off. So he missed three games. And they've been conceding goals, even at home, where they're pretty good. They've been conceding goals. So I think Matlock will score first for all Bamber's sort of good football. I think they'll spoil them, and I think Matlock will get the 3 points. Plus, they've got a really good manager in Craig Elliott.
Stafford Rangers currently sitting 12th in the league table. 12th, can you believe it? 3 points from the playoffs. Ridiculous.
They were top a few weeks ago, weren't they?
I know, it's so silly though. When you look at the league table, you go, oh, Stafford Rangers are really out of it, aren't they? And then you look at the points and you go, no, they're not. Stafford Rangers hosting FC United. FC currently sitting seventh, 2 points outside the playoffs. With so many
teams in those playoff positions going head-to-head this weekend. It is an opportunity for those teams outside the playoffs to close the gap. This is a tough game for FC United this weekend at Maston Road.
It is. Can you defend set pieces, Ben?
Throw-ins might be a challenge.
And the corners are as well. I mean, that's a big thing. You know what you're going to get with Stafford. They don't concede many. They don't score many. But they do lay siege on your box with Tom Tonks' throws. Really good player in Jack Baxter this year. He got the equaliser against Hyde a few weeks ago. Stafford didn't really create much. He was the one who was the bright spark. And it, nice bit of a piece of skill and he fired it in the corner. So, again, it's going to be quite a heavy pitch. If FC can move the ball quickly, Stafford can be there to be got at defensively. And as, but as I say, for FC, it's more can they defend the long throws and the corners into the box.
Big, big game, though, for those two teams chasing those playoff places. Aston United have got themselves back in this playoff hunt in recent weeks. Mm. Aston United this weekend will be travelling to Lancaster City. And Lancaster have been stringing the results together and have now got themselves into 16th. They're now 2 points off Morpeth Town in 13th. A lot more healthier at the Giant Axe.
Yeah, I had a good chat with Felly before the game on Tuesday, and he was bemoaning the fact they didn't win at Chester on Saturday. And he said, we've got a few more players back from injury now, which they have. Nick Evangelinos is up front against his old team. He was really good. Pressed Hyde, but they almost have four up front. And normally, Ben, sometimes you see, I mean, teams have tried to press Hyde earlier in the season and they do it for about 5-10 minutes, maybe get a bit disheartened and then they don't do it again. But Lancaster kept doing it, got a goal up, scored a brilliant second goal through Evangelinos, although Hyde weren't great in the first half. It was one of those where the press probably could have been beaten, but they picked the wrong pass. Hyde got a goal back really early on in the second half from Lancaster, and then a really good save from the Lancaster keeper about a minute after Hyde had scored. And then there was an injury to Caelan Gallagher-Allison who dislocated his ankle. Ooh. But it was a delay of 25 minutes. So it looked like at one point the game was going to be abandoned. And sometimes it affects teams, but it actually galvanised them because Lancaster, although they didn't press and Hyde had a lot of the balls, I said I thought Hyde deserved a draw out of the game, but Lancaster put everything on the line. They've got a lively front three and pretty solid in defence. One thing I will say is, though, the pitch can be quite heavy at Lancaster. Whether they can do that against Ashton, it's two sort of different styles as well. And Ashton as well could be hamstrung a little bit by the loss of Darius Osai. He's gone back to South Shields and he's been scoring at Shields because he got a lot of goals for them whilst he was on loan, wasn't he?
But that's Lancaster against Ashton United.
I didn't give you a prediction for that. I think 1-0 Lancaster.
And what about Stalybridge Celtic against Warrington Rylands? Warrington Rylands currently sitting 11th, 3 points from the playoff line. And it's been a good couple of weeks for Warrington Rylands. I've got a feeling, we heard from Jody Banham earlier, that they've got a bit of momentum again. Stalybridge's form's improved as well in recent weeks.
Yeah, it's picking up, isn't it? And they're beating the teams that they should be beating around them. Rylands, Hyde have beaten twice this season. They're very attacking, but they're also very open at the back. So, and Stalybridge don't really score goals, do they? That's the one thing you can say about them. Rylands, big loss for them, Kane Drummond going to Macclesfield, but obviously they'll use the money that they got for him. They brought in AJ Leach-Smith, haven't they? Callum Dolan's still a threat. So, yeah, I think Rylands will win that one, but it could be quite a high-scoring game. So I'm going to go 3-2 Rylands.
Just to cover off those games involving teams down towards the bottom end, because we mentioned Lancaster City's game, tough game, that one. But Stalybridge Celtic there with a home game against Warrington Rylands. It's starting to get a bit competitive down the bottom end of the table, especially around that relegation line. Whitby Town will be taking on Atherton Coles this weekend. The gap between the two teams is 6 points, but Whitby do have a game in hand over Atherton Coles, who currently sit 14th in the league table. It'd be handy for Whitby to pick up 3 points here. However, it's Atherton Coles, and the chances are they're probably going to pick up a point.
This is probably the game of the day if you're looking down at the bottom, isn't it, Ben? Because, like you say, if Whitby win, they're within 3 points of Atherton. Atherton, it's home form, you normally think they're difficult to beat at home. They've actually been losing a lot more at home than the other way. They've been doing a lot better away from home, haven't they, which is a surprise. Whitby's game in hand is against Hyde in a couple of weeks. That's at home. But Whitby's home form's been shocking. So Formbook says it's an Atherton win. But if, like you say, if Whitby win, they'll drag Atherton back into it. I'm going to go for 1-0 Atherton, I think.
The team currently sitting just outside the relegation spots at the moment is Nantwich Town. Nantwich Town, they'll be hosting Mask United. It feels like it's clicked now. Curtis Woodhouse has been there for a few weeks, and they're picking up the results, especially in the FA Trophy last weekend. They're 4 points above that relegation line now, Mask United. They're 3 points, though, ahead of Nantwich Town. Mask do have 3 games in hand, so it's not really a must-win game for Mask, but again, it'd be handy for Nantwich to pick up a win. And given their form at the moment, that wouldn't necessarily be a surprise.
Yeah, I think it was a few weeks ago where I feared for Richie Sutton and thought this could be the end for him. But then he picked up some really good results. They drew at home, got a last-minute equaliser against Games, but he beat Radcliffe away last week, which I don't think anyone saw coming. Mask are still in a bit of a transitional period, aren't they? I actually think Nantwich will win this one 2-0.
Just a couple more matches to talk about, and they both involve the two teams currently sitting bottom and second bottom of the league table. Firstly, Belper Town, they're 9 points from safety at the moment. They do have a game in hand over Nantwich Town. Belper this weekend will be taking on Morpeth.
Morpeth on their 3G pitch are strong at home, aren't they? I can see quite a heavy win for Morpeth here.
And lastly, this is one to look out for, I think, given what's happened this week. Liversidge taking on Guiseley. It's the West Yorkshire derby in the NPL Premier Division this season. And, Liversidge, 6 points from safety. They've got 2 games in hand over Nantwich Town. They're 8 points behind Guiseley, having played the same amount of games. Guiseley have obviously lost their manager this week. What's your thoughts? After an FA Trophy win as well.
Yeah, it was a strange one. I thought they were doing okay, but obviously it's one of these where they've come down and they're wanting promotion. Liversidge, though, as we know at home, haven't got a single point, only scored 4 goals. Guiseley's away form is okay. It's a Yorkshire derby. And what struck me about Liversidge when Hyde played there the other week was they waited until they went 2-0 down before they laid a glove on Hyde and they got a goal back, had a really good 10-minute spell, then Hyde got the third and it was game over. And it's almost like that's playing on the mind psychologically at home. And it'll be the same, although it could be different on Saturday because it's a Yorkshire derby. The fans will want to get at them, won't they? Guiseley will probably bring a few. There'll be a decent crowd there. But I think Guiseley will want a point to prove, and I think they'll win by 2-0.
Okie dokie. Well, job well done there by Luke Edwards from 26-0 with that fixture preview. Luke, obviously, the big game this weekend, I know we've discussed it. What is game of the day? It's Marine against Hyde United, isn't it? 26-0 will be there on Merseyside. How could people tune in?
Just go to mixlr.com/26-0. And I know we have quite a few listeners. At South Shields, I think we had about 100 and got up to 200 listens at one point because Berkey wasn't on.
Yeah. Doesn't travel though, does it? Anyway, carry on.
No, I don't think he's there Saturday either. But you can hear myself on there with somebody. I don't know who yet. But, it'll be a good game. Like I say, we've been at Marine, you're kind of behind a goal and be a raucous atmosphere.
Absolutely. Well, Luke Edwards, fun 26-0. A big, big thank you for joining us this week, and you have a lovely weekend.
Cheers, Ben, and you.
And a big thank you to Luke Edwards for joining us on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Not just a big thank you to Luke, a big thank you to James, and a big thank you as well to Chris Wilcock, manager at Stalybridge Celtic, his counterpart, Michael Clegg, at Ashton United, and the manager at Warrington Rylands, Jody Bannum, for joining us too on this week's edition. A big apologies this week for my voice. Hopefully it's not been too distracting, and the hot vimto will soon kick in, I'm sure, and it'll all be good by next week's edition. In the meantime, you can keep up to date with all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.